But it is White Elephant Day here on the ticket. And it's the great Gordo and me in here edifying you in that way that we do for the next hour and a half or so. At which time, others will come in here and take command.
LBJ had a big penis.
Yeah.
It was real big. Between his legs all the time. It was big. And he would show it to people all the time. He'd pull it out.
He would?
Yeah.
Wow.
He would show it to people all the time because it was intimidating, apparently. Like, apparently he pulled that thing out and it looked like Nessie just flopped up on the table.
I didn't know he was quite that free and easy with it.
Yeah.
I'd always heard that. There must be something to it because everybody says it. Nobody ever has ever knocked that story down.
So, do you have a sponsor or anything to read?
No. I don't.
Okay.
I got nothing.
Oh, Mike, you got something right there. Look at that.
Yeah, how about that?
So who are the people that we always hear have huge, huge maleness? We hear Milton Berle.
Yeah.
We hear Liam Neeson. Have you heard that
one? Oh, yeah.
Alec Drake.
No. Alec Drake basically admits the opposite, I think.
But yes, I've heard Milton Berle.
According to Jim Quirk.
I've heard Liam Neeson.
Uh-huh. LBJ.
Yeah.
Rasputin. Dillinger. Didn't Dillinger have a big one?
Yeah.
James Woods.
Yeah, that's right. James Woods.
James Woods, the actor?
Yep. There's another one.
Aptly names.
Didn't know that.
Me and who else? There's,
Norm.
There's somebody else. No. Norm.
Oh, come on.
Norm complains about being small. This is off-air stuff, but he complains about being small.
Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, it's funny when he talks about it. I'm just not much down there. Mike, I'm just...
Exactly.
Looks like an acorn sitting on a beanbag. Just gonna...
Bob, I sympathize with him on that.
You're small down there?
I got nothing.
Oh, Mike. Everyone, please keep Mike in your prayers tonight. Please.
Yeah, please do.
So, yeah, LBJ apparently would not only show people in the men's restroom up on Capitol Hill when he was in the Senate, but also they say he would just adjust himself in front of anyone because he had so much lunch meat down there to
so
heave
much
to
going
and fro.
On down
yeah.
There, that when he got out of whack, he would just. He'd just fix it.
He'd just reach down there and just have to, you know, scoop up 3 pounds of scrote and move it to the other side or whatever.
Well, I will do that, too, if things get out of whack down there. I have no compunction whatsoever about fixing stuff.
Well, are you big in the scrote but small in the top?
No, I don't think so.
You think it's just all small?
Yeah, I think I'm...
It's all real six-month-old boy?
Yeah, I'm pretty underwhelming no matter how you... how you dice it and slice it, so to speak.
Mike showed his scrote at spring training a few years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Why'd you do that? And wasn't it like inflamed? Like you had some sort of topical yeast
looked
infection?
Like chewed bubble gum.
Yeah, it was kind of like chewed bubble gum. And no, it didn't have a topical yeast infection.
Well, I didn't know.
Well, that's I don't know how that story got out there, but no. I've never had anything go wrong down there.
Oh, my goodness. We need
ever
to
have
rank.
Anything go wrong down there?
No, I never have. Fortunately. See, I never had the crabs like you say you always used to get.
No, I've never said I always used to get the
crabs.
Well,
I mean off air you would say that.
No, off air or on air. I've never said that I used to get the crabs because I never have. I've never had the crabs. I've never had any form of VD or anything like that.
Remember Corby had a problem down there? Well, soccer injury?
Yeah, Corby had he had grapefruit balls one time when he got kicked in the scrote during a soccer game. But one of the bands I was in at one time, several of the guys did get the crabs.
How did this come about?
Well,
did y'all have a band house or something?
We had a band house.
Yeah.
And you know, we're all poor, so the guys we would share stage clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this one pair of ripped up jeans that the crabs got on these jeans. And
was this the Hemingways?
No, this was a different band that shall remain nameless for all eternity. And I was not one of the guys that got the crabs. As I said, I've never had them, but there were, I think, three guys.
Were you in on the clothes swapping thing?
No, I was not in on the... I always thought that was kind of disgusting because I questioned the hygiene of most of the guys in that band to begin with.
Yeah, I don't think I'd do that either.
But, and plus I thought the ripped up jeans look was kind of stupid. But so they shared these pants and they all end up with it. And so there were a lot of accusations that flew back and forth as to the women before CDC from Atlanta flew in and diagnosed the origin of this.
Right.
Which turned out to be a couch in a club that was often played that someone had sat on, gotten them on the jeans, and then the jeans got them on this guy and that guy and that guy.
But the first thought was that this must be
Around
the band.
I think someone knew a woman who had them at the time.
Yeah.
And so they all got accused of being with that woman.
We got crabs! Woo-woo!
Now, Ty, you've had crabs.
Excuse me, sir? What? I've never had crabs, sir.
You bragged about it.
I might have bragged about it, but I don't have them them.
Have you ever had VD?
No.
That you're willing to admit on the air?
Yes.
Have you ever known anybody who had VD of some kind?
Like other than is crabs VD or is that just crabs?
Nah, I don't think it is really.
No, not that I've known. I mean, I'm sure I've known someone who had it, but I've never known that they had it.
I had a crab roll.
Corby got the drip, didn't he? Or did he get the clap? Or was it both? I can't remember.
I don't know. I'm not sure that they're not one and the same anyway.
Well, I think the drip, one is gonorrhea, one's chlamydia.
Yeah. Back in the day, I knew a lot of guys who had, in fact, I probably knew more people who had had the clap than had not had it. I mean, it was very common back then. It was going around, you know?
This is the 70s or 60s or when are we talking
about? Yeah, this is the early 70s.
Early 70s. Oh, my gosh, yes.
And, I mean, it was almost a rite of passage. If you were coming up at that time, you wanted to get it. You were going to have to deal with it sooner or later.
Right.
So you might as well get your head around it.
Mm-hmm, so
and
to speak.
I think, yeah, as it were. And it does seem like just about as many people that I knew back then that had not had it, had it.
Well, you had to have had it at that time.
No, I never got it. Never did.
How is that possible?
I don't know, but I never did.
Early 70s, everybody's crotch looks like a petri dish to begin with. I mean,
never happened to me. I've never known the touch of a crab.
When did, this is kind of a cultural question for you, Mike. When did we realize that having the out of control fright wig pubes was not the greatest look? Like, for all of human history, we just let ourselves go wild down there. And meanwhile, we knew about haircuts.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had haircuts for hundreds of years.
Down there.
But no one ever thought, hey, I should take a weed eater to that down there because that's just, that hedge is out of control.
Probably started.
80s?
Yeah, in the 80s. And became, you know, ever since then became a little bit more prevalent.
But how did you, because you had to have experienced women before the heyday of grooming.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you've been in that intimate bedroom situation where she disrobes and her triangle starts below her nips.
I've seen all kinds of things going on.
Oh,
down there.
My gosh.
You just fought through it.
Literally. I mean, you had to basically, it was like macheting your way through the Amazon to try to find the pot of gold.
I mean, like everybody was that way back then.
Oh, it just, but it traps all kinds of bacteria and.
Yeah, I mean.
Dumpster smell.
But we didn't know any different back then.
I want to know where to go.
You knew that.
No, we didn't.
When you got a good-looking woman naked,
yeah,
she should not smell like a dumpster.
And you know, most of them didn't. Most of them were fairly well under control as far as that goes. But as far as
the hair or the smell?
The smell. But as far as the hair goes, yeah. There was no telling what you were gonna find down there.
Oh.
No matter how good looking she is, there was no telling what you were gonna find.
So she could be like human up top, Yeti down below.
Yeah. Very possible. Very possible. Maybe even likely.
But it wasn't a deal breaker.
No. No. I mean, you weren't gonna find anything different because there was no different. It was that way with everybody.
From girl to girl. Yeah. The same.
I knew no women whatsoever back then that attended to that area as far as the grooming matters went.
Right.
Anyway.
I see Ryan's being in a crying game situation.
Hey, it's possible that Ryan's thought he was enjoying a woman.
No doubt.
And it was just
No doubt.
No.
How do you know what's in the thicket?
Believe me, if there would have been anything up, I would have been able to tell.
No, but if you
I would have been able to tell well ahead of time.
Not necessarily. What if the person was endowed the way you are?
Well,
and it takes a certain amount of science to discover gender.
First of all, they weren't that good at disguising it back then.
Uh-huh.
The methods of disguising it weren't quite as sophisticated as they are now. Whereas now
you can have a trans person be hotter than a regular.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, now it's probably pretty easy to get fooled. Mm-hmm. Back then it was not. I mean, there's going to be some telltale sign somewhere along the way, maybe hand size or I don't know, something like that.
Adam's apple.
Yeah.
It was all just a bunch of Rick Ocasek with a wig.
Yeah. But sooner or later you were going to if you were observant at all, you were going to get the vibe that, hey, this may not be what it appears.
Did you ever encounter that back then?
No, never did. Never did.
Did you ever know anybody that did?
Yeah, I did.
Know someone who preferred that?
No, don't know anybody who preferred it, but I can think of one guy that I knew that used to tell me the story about running into it one time and how when he figured out what was going on, he got out of there.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm fascinated. I always love grooming issue tales from you, Mike. I always loved the time travel to an earlier period in this country in which people did not do anything with their hell area.
You treat him like he's a caveman.
Well, no. I mean, it's he's seen a lot of change in his life.
Heck, yes, I have. I'm just being honest here.
Yes.
This is stuff that I've run across and...
We're getting honest genital reports.
Yes,
from you.
This is the way things were back then. They're very different now.
And are you cut? I can't remember whether you're cut or not.
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
Was that common in your day, or was it about half and half back then?
I don't know. Of those that I've seen, probably more were than weren't.
Were circumcised?
Yeah.
Than not?
Yeah.
Ty? Yep.
What? Have I been cut? Yes, twice.
Twice?
Twice?
No, I don't know. I'm just saying that.
What?
Yes, I've been cut. Gordon.
Well, why are you getting mad at me? I'm not the one who cut you.
Are you?
Yeah, are you?
Constantly. Yes. Yeah, I think that...
Is that a source of pleasure for you to recut yourself over and over again?
Well, I spend... Like, there have been... Probably every other weekend or so, I try to regrow my foreskin. I just sit down and concentrate really hard. Just, oh, come on.
Yeah. Maybe it'll come back.
Oh, there it is. Yeah. Oh, there's a little bit. Whoa, you all right, Jer?
No.
Yeah, that's what
I... Now, Jer, you're not cut.
But
you're adopted.
I think I am.
You think you are. What do you mean? You haven't seen it in a while? What do you mean? You think you are.
No, I am.
You were rumored to be?
There are rumors that I am.
Oh, my gosh.
But they're neither confirmed nor unconfirmed at this time.
Yeah, have you ever wondered whether it's more pleasurable to not be cut? You know, that's one of the arguments for we need to do away with circumcision.
Yeah.
It's genital mutilation, and it affects the pleasure.
I don't know. I never really have thought about that much, but it was, you know, like almost 100% kids who were born when I was born, boys, were fixed that way down there.
Fixed?
Yeah, cut.
Fixed implies that there's something wrong that needs to be corrected down there.
Well, so does cut.
No, cut just means that you've suffered some sort of laceration.
Well, everybody did it. Everybody did it, just about.
You know who doesn't do it?
Who? Is there somebody that you know specifically that doesn't?
No, I'm just talking about the circumcision rates nationwide have gone down.
Have they?
Yeah.
Well?
Since the heyday. And there's...
It's the tides.
There's a demographic reason for that.
And what would that be?
Just
might be a good time to break.
Some communities.
Okay.
Don't.
All right. Just the tides and trends of things.
I like all the skin they can get.
All right. 10:52. Coming up next, Gordon discusses female circumcision here on the ticket.
Whoa.